Senator Koch.
I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. The Sergeant will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is Pastor John Stiles from Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oakdale. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Oh God, we pause on this day to ask your blessing on this assembly. Give focus and fortitude to these Minnesota senators as they fulfill the duties that are set before them this day. Give them patience in shouldering the heavy burdens they bear. Bless their families and constituents back home. Make them faithful stewards of the land and the lakes and all the creatures that fill them. Fill their minds with wisdom and their hearts with compassion as together they create a Minnesota for today and for future generations to come. We pray in your sacred name.
The Pledge of Allegiance will be led today by Mr. Dick Carroll from Eagan. Mr. Carroll is a World War II veteran and ex-POW who served in the Army Air Corps as a B-24 pilot. He was awarded a Purple Heart after being shot down near Budapest and lives today with a bullet lodged in his heart. He is a National Service Officer for the ex-POWs and assists with claims on behalf of ex-POWs and their spouses. Mr. Carroll, will you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeKreif, Dibble, Fishbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebretson, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Lori, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamiller, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vanderweer, Uyghur, Wolf.
Quorum is present. The third order of business for today, messages from the House. Secretary will read.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce that the House has acceded to the request of the Senate for the appointment of a conference committee consisting of three members of the House on amendments adopted by the House of the following House file, Senate file number 4, a bill for an act relating to energy. There has been appointed as such a committee on the part of the House, Pepin, Hoppe, and Mahoney. Senate file number 4 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
There's no action necessary on that message. The next message from the House Secretary will read.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted. House files number 57, 103, and 141. Albany Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action necessary on that message. Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. First reading and referred as indicated. The fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion is adopted. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that the reports pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Under the sixth order of business, second reading of Senate bills, Senate file 241 was read for the second time. Second reading. Under second reading of House bill, eighth order of business, introduction and first reading of Senate bills. They are printed in today's Senate bill introductions. There are no changes. They are referred as indicated. First reading. Under the ninth order of business, motions and resolutions, there are several motions. There's seven motions that will be accepted as one motion. All those in favor, say aye. Those opposed, nay. Senator Brown. Senator Brown has a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 387 be withdrawn from the Committee on Judiciary and Public Safety and be re-referred to the Committee on Commerce and Consumer Protection.
Any explanation on that, Senator Brown, or it just was misreferred?
It was misreferred.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Senate resolution by Senator Gimsey is referred to Rules. Remaining on motions and resolutions, Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File number 40 be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
I would move that the Senate do not concur in the amendments by the House to Senate File number 40 and that a conference committee of three members be appointed by the Subcommittee on Conference Committees on the part of the Senate to act with a like conference committee appointed by on the part of the House.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I'd like to move a brief recess for the appointment of conference committee.
Senator Koch moves a brief recess. All in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. We are in recess. To order. Senator Koch.
Madam President, is there a privilege report at the desk?
Yes, there is. Secretary will read.
Senator Koch from the Subcommittee on Conference Committees recommends that the following senators be and they are hereby appointed to a conference committee on Senate File number 40. Senators Olson, Bonhoff, Nelson. Senator Koch moves that the foregoing appointments be approved.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move remaining under motions and resolutions, I would move that we take up the confirmation calendar.
And my understanding is the first one we will deal with is Senator Perry.
Madam President,
yes,
members,
Senator Polk.
Thank you. It would be my intention to hear the Office of Administrative Hearings from Senator Perry, as well as the Board of School Administrators and the Board of Minnesota State Academies from Senator Olson's committee.
On that motion to take up the confirmation calendar, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. Motion does prevail. Senator Perry.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that the report from the Committee on State Government Innovation and Veterans reported January 27, 2011, pertaining to the appointment to the Office of Administrative Hearings be taken from the table.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Perry.
Madam President, I move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion does prevail. Senator Perry.
Madam President, I move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on State Government and Innovation and Veterans, reported January 27, 2011, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of Office of Administrative Hearings, Chief Administrative Law Judge Raymond R. Krause.
Senator Perry on that motion.
Madam President and members, Judge Raymond Krause was first appointed to head the Office of Administrative Hearings by Governor Tim Pawlenty on January 20th, 2004. He brought his experience in government service, private practice, business, including time as a law school dean, and a tax court judge to the operation of OAH. He has accomplished many great things over the past 6 years as chief judge, resulting in Governor Pawlenty again appointing Judge Krause for his second term. Those accomplishments include a responsible budget that has taken on expanded jurisdiction with no increase in staff or judges and with no rate increase. He has also developed a performance management system for judges and staff that focuses on continual development and responsiveness to stakeholder needs. Chief Judge Krause's appointment was originally referred to State and Local Government Operations and Oversight Committee on April 7th of 2010 and reported to the Senate floor on April 19th, 2010 with recommendation to confirm. However, at that time, no floor action was taken during that legislative session. This year, his appointment was referred to the State Government Innovation and Veterans Committee, which thoroughly vetted the appointment and has also reported to the Senate floor with recommendation to confirm. So, Madam President, I again renew my motion to confirm the appointment of Judge Raymond R. Krause.
On that motion, Senator Newman.
Thank you, Madam President. I rise in support of the confirmation of Chief Judge Krause, and I do so from a somewhat unique perspective in that I rather suspect I'm the only member on the floor of the Senate that has served under Chief Judge Krause as an administrative law judge. Chief Judge Krause hired me a number of years ago to work with him at OAH on a contract basis. And so from a standpoint of having been there and having dealt with Judge Krause on a personal basis, I can tell you that he's a very talented attorney. He runs the Office of Administrative Hearings very, very efficiently. He is very innovative in the ways of making that office run better. And I can tell you that my endorsement of Judge Krause for this position is without reservation. I strongly urge members to confirm him to his position as Chief Judge of the Office of Administrative Hearings. Thank you, Madam President.
Senator Perry renews his motion to consent to and confirm the appointment of Chief Administrative Law Judge Raymond Krause. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
Madam President, I'd like to take up the have you got an order there that you want me to take them up? Otherwise, I was going to do the state academies.
Whichever you prefer, Senator. Okay. So state academies.
I'd like to move the report from the Committee on Education, reported February 14, 2011, pertaining to appointments to the board of the Minnesota State Academies, be taken from the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail.
I would move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
I would move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education reported February 14, 2011, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of two people, Joyce Dalgard from Hennepin County, who will represent business administration or finance on the board of the state academies, and Gwendolyn Jackson from Scott County, who is represents a current or former superintendent of schools.
On that motion?
I would move those appointments, confirmation.
On that motion? Senator Olson? Any further discussion?
Unless there is any.
Senator Olson, moves the appointment to consent to and confirm the appointment of Ms. Daugard and Ms. Jackson to the Board of Minnesota State Academies. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that the report from the Committee on Education reported February 3rd, 2011, pertaining to appointments to the Board of School Administrators be taken from the table.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. All those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
I would move that the foregoing report be now adopted.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Olson.
I would move that in accordance with the report from the Committee on Education reported February 3rd, 2011, the Senate, having given its advice, do now consent to and confirm the appointment of, and we have six members of the Board of School Administrators. Now, I will identify them. Jean Haar, who is from Blue Earth County, for a term effective September 3rd, 2009, for a term expiring on January 7th, 2013. Penny Kodrick, whose term from Hennepin County, effective September 30th, 2009, to complete a term expiring on January 2nd, 2012. Robert A. Meyer from Chisago County, for a term expiring on January 6th, 2014. James Rhodes from Hennepin County, effective January 19th, 2010, for a term expiring on January 6, 2014. Mary Jo Schmidt from Clay County, for a term effective September 30th, 2009, for a term expiring on January 7th, 2013. Stephen Wymore from Lake of the Woods County, for a term effective September 13th, 2010, to complete a term expiring on January 6th, 2014. Each of these people represent a different aspect of administration. There's one from the representing higher ed faculty, like special ed directors, elementary principals, secondary principals, superintendents. They were all very well qualified. There was a few that were reappointments, but they were very well qualified, and the committee unanimously supported their recommendation for confirmation. So I would move their confirmation.
Senator Olson moves to consent to and confirmed the appointment of the six members of Board of School Administrators that are printed on the Senate confirmation calendar. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. We are on to announcements of Senate interest. Without objection, the following members will be excused from today's session: Sharon and Scheid all day, and Senator Vanderveer from 11:15 to 11:35 a.m. Without objection, they are excused. Further announcements, Senator Miller.
Thank you, Madam President. I would just like to make an announcement. Today is Private College Scholars Day at the Capitol, and they will be holding an event in the Rotunda from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today. Thank you.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Olson.
Thank you, Madam President. Today, in connection with our education committees, both with the Senate and later with the House, we will be having on our agenda the Florida story from the Foundation of Excellence in Education. And we would invite anybody who is not on the Education Committee to come. Our Senate Committee meets from 3 until approximately 4:30. And again at 5 o'clock, the House members, after their session, are coming down to room 15 and will be hearing the similar presentation. And you are welcome to come to hear either of those presentations. Florida has had some exceptional results in getting some reforms that have led to improved student achievement and closing the achievement gap. And so it would be worth your hearing. They have sent people at their expense to talk with us from this Foundation on Excellence in Education. So I would welcome you to come.
Further announcements of Senate interest. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President and members. Then I would move that we would adjourn until Thursday, March 3rd at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch moves the Senate to adjourn until Thursday, March 3rd at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, no. We are adjourned.